fatto non so neanche di cosa.
We have one set in Mars, both in Mars and our solos. I want to start by saying the following. Somebody asked recently to me, what is our purpose in life? And the answer is, we are here to love God. The love of God. We are made to love God for eternity. But now we have to define what is love, because it's, if it's the essential, it's the most important, we will be judged in love, and love is the only thing that remains after life. And it's what God is about. God is love. The Holy Ghost, precisely, is the title, one of the titles of the Holy Ghost, which is the divine life of the most holy Trinity, love. So therefore, we have to define that love, because the concept of love has been stripped out, it's been, it's misused, and it's even, it's handled in a pure human manner. And it's the reason why we don't have vocations, we don't have good matrimonies, or even honest and good and just men. Because the concept of love is not taught, is not seen as our Lord taught it. First, we have to say that our Lord taught what is love about by the example. He said, love each other as I have loved thee, I love you. St. Thomas Aquinas explains, the essence of love is to be self-diffusive. So he defines love by saying, love is to give all of you for the beloved, for the beloved's sake. That's it. Because there is no love outside God, it's impossible to have pure human love. It doesn't exist. You cannot call love what is purely human. It cannot be called. It is what has been emptied out of this meaning, love. So, for a Catholic, it's impossible to speak about love without including God, or doing for God's sake, or for God. The origin is God, the end is God, and the only one who can make us love is God Himself, accompanying our actions, our thoughts, by grace. So, for a Catholic, it should be completely out of the question speaking about love and being God included into this concept. So that means the first commandment and the second commandment. The first commandment is to give yourself to God with your whole heart, your whole soul, all your resources, all your means, your intellect, your time. For God's sake. For the love of God, and to the neighbor, as God hath loved you, and as God hath loved you, thy neighbor, which is to give all that you can to your neighbor for God's sake. So, after having said that, it's how you understand, for example, matrimony. We have a beautiful ceremony of betrothal after this and that. So, matrimony is understood in that at that level. Otherwise, they are not ready for matrimony, and they are not ready for betrothal even. If this concept is not solid in their minds, it's why I always advise that this traditional, old centuries concept of love has to be very well firm and understood before you go forward to the matrimony. So basically, we are here to be crucified for Christ and for our brothers. It's the example of our Lord gave to us. Love each other as I have loved thee. And exactly what we come about with this conclusion when we contemplate our Lady in her sorrows. She was the whole time focused on our love. 100%. Full time. Thoughts, desires, her resources. The first commandment, she's perfect. She has been always perfect in the fulfillment of the first commandment. Perfect, always, our lady. So she's now, at the sacrifice of the Mass, which is the center of our religion. So, therefore, as we said on Sunday, we come to Mass to be crucified. There's no other reason. So if someone loves and wants to be married with a son, with a future wife and husband want to get married, they have to get married for God's sake, for God's love, because God is the one who will unite them, and God is the one who is going to give children to them, for him to share his love, heaven, his joy, his happiness, and to populate heaven. So this is why the great respect, the great purity, the great fortitude and self-sacrifice that has to be abundant in future husband and wife in order to fulfill the duties. So let's contemplate now our Lady and her sorrows, because our Lord precisely before dying, what his last wish and his continual preaching to us through the church and in the revelations of the apparitions, especially Fatima. So take care of your mother, prepare her heart, console her heart, be at her side. She's the mediator of all graces. You have the fourth commandment: honor your father, honor your mother. Cease her sorrows and wipe out her tears. So our Lord saw, because we had to be crucified with him, so we had to take up our cross and follow him to Calvary. He found the easiest way to do it by giving us to Mary. So we have to understand that when our Lord died on the cross and he's taken away on the cross, Our Lady occupies his place at that moment. So our Lord is, Our Lady is being crucified in her solitude. So we have to be there. This is the context in which we have to be seeing this world. These are our duties. We have to give ourselves completely to our Lord by giving our time, our complete consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary in her sorrows. So again, love is to give. So if we want to get heaven, it's because we are going to give everything. So we will get everything back. You see? So heaven is to enjoy God and his happiness and joy. Because this is understood that we will get heaven when we have fulfilled the first commandment. This is the reason why if we don't fulfill the first commandment completely, perfectly, we have to go to purgatory. And let our Lord, where well, his precious blood purify us on earth and wipe out himself and our debts, our imperfections. So this is what should be very, very deep in our minds and our hearts. We are here to give, we are here to serve, we are here to work for the kingdom of God, for his will. Ultimately, we are here for the Blessed Mother to be used as a tool in her hands for whatever she wants. Maybe she wants us to leave us in a corner, forgotten, with suffering. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what we do on earth, provided we do it with Mary and according to her wishes. This is one of the most beautiful. It's the most beautiful thing, in fact. And this is precisely what we have forgotten. Remember, if we give all our thoughts to Mary, so our worries, instead of worrying, she will worry for us and will fulfill our necessities and desires. So automatically, if we really love, worries, fear, sadness will disappear automatically. We will not seek after nothing but Mary. That is the consecration. We have been consecrated to Mary. That means that we should not be doing nothing, thinking nothing, and speaking nothing but Mary. For example, when you say Mary, Jesus is implying together. So the most perfect way to say God is to say Jesus, and the most perfect way to say Jesus is to say Mary. Because when you say Mary, automatically she delivers our prayer, our wishes to our Lord in a perfect manner, with her virtue, with her love. And our Lord returns to his Father that love, that prayer, those prayers. Also Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph is perfect, also Saint Joseph. The worthy husband to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So when we say Joseph, we imply, we say also Mary and Jesus implicitly. Just to portray an example of what we are saying. So the most humble are the means that we use, the most perfect are. Why? Because humility is to forget oneself and to focus in God. To live in the reality that we are nothing, we are servants, and God is everything. This is humility. So, if we use the means that we have available as a prayer, faith, hope, love, we don't need nothing more. Please, we don't need nothing more than that. If we are thinking after more other things, we worry about many things, we fear about many things, we are sad about many things. That is a sign that we don't have perfect faith, perfect hope, and perfect charity. And we don't have humility neither. So this is why it's our purpose in life. This is why we are here. There is no greater joy than to give. And to give yourself to God. Because He is going to give you back eternity, His love, His happiness. What He is, what He has, what He has. So don't forget about that, dear friends of late. We are here to love, but to love is to give. And the concept of modern love is a human concept. It means, I love if I see prudent, if I see that they like me, if I see that they will help me, if I see that I am in a good mood, if I see that I like him, yes, I will love. Pure human love. This is liberalism at the world level, which is to twist the divine concept, eternal concept of which heaven on earth, heaven, everlasting God, is love. And to say that love is just whatever I want with my selfishness, putting as a limit my point of view, my love, my desires, is completely to put myself in the place of God. The modern concept of love is precisely that. To measure all things with my own heart. If I like, I will do it. If I don't like, I will not do it. It's horrendous. And we do the same with the Blessed Virgin Mary. We pray if we want. If we are in good mood, if we need something, if we have free time, yes, we will do it. It's pure human reasons. So the real love worthy of the Blessed Virgin Mary is the love of St. Joseph and St. John the Evangelist, which is focus on Mary, serving Mary, forget yourself, and you don't think in other things, but you are just at her feet, because she's sorrowing, that you are wiping her tears at her feet, serving her, loving her, setting soul for her, praying with her, she with you and you with her, united. This is our vocation on earth in this moment, in this crisis. Just love Mary and let her in her hands everything else. Your family, your worries, your future, your health. Even how many seconds you will have, also you will leave it in her hands. Doesn't matter whatever you have. She knows what she is doing. So So this is precisely what makes her very sad, sorrowful. Being so perfect, so beautiful, the wonder of God, the paradise of God, we don't take it as enough. We don't consider it as enough. We don't love her with our whole heart. We prefer to have all other things also for us available. But we are saying to Mary that she's not enough by our attitude, by our selfishness. So it's quite the saints always will ask for humiliations, for humility, for the cross, love for the cross. They will ask penances. They will subject themselves to monasteries in obedience. They will make vows of chastity and virginity to bound themselves to Mary by putting into chains our desires, our heart, our will, our mindset, our interests, our benefits. So I used to tell you that we are far from the truth devotion to Mary. At the moment, to realize this is the vocation of the Philippines. Our Lady in sorrows, our Lady in her solitude. It's a huge, beautiful devotion you have here, November, especially. And then this coming September 15th, don't forget about that date. But believe me, this is the answer, this is the focus, this is the strength, this is the happiness and the joy is found in our Lady in her sorrows. Because God promised, and she's perfect. She's the paradise of God, she has all the graces. She has the whole cross. Our cross, she is the one who is carrying it now. To work with our Lord. So she has shown real love. Love is paid by love. And it's the first commandment. And the second commandment, to love the Blessed Virgin Mary as God has loved her. And she has loved us. So there are no excuses. There's no other way. There's no other perfect way. So we have this grace to love Our Lady with a perfect devotion. To console her and to be able to help her in this crisis with saving souls. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.